All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out to our Colville City Council meeting for Monday, July 27th, 2026. We will start with a roll call. Councilmember Wood.
Here.
Councilmember Brady.
Here.
Councilmember Powis.
Here.
Councilmember Boyer. He's on Zoom.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Very
All
good.
righty.
And then Councilmember Peterson,
Just
right
I am here.
there. Perfect. Excellent. Okay, we've got everyone. We'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. So you can stand if you're able.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Move right into our public comment period. The public may address the mayor and council with any matter of city business not listed on the agenda or on pending or have pending applications. We have excellent. Come on up and state your name and address. And
hi, David Vernon, 800 North 50 East in Colville. And I know you guys probably feel like you only hear from the public when there's a complaint, but I have a complaint. So is Ivory Homes and their contractor going to be required to do something about the road crossings up there in Hoytsville? Everywhere they dug across that road and did such a terrible job of putting it back. Have any of you driven up there and back on that mess?
We're talking about the main road, right?
Main Hoytsville Road going through the Ivory development up there.
So, yes. How would you answer that?
Yeah, I think they know it's settling and stuff, and they've, I think, put more asphalt in it a couple times.
Are they going to fix it right at some point or just keep doing these like half-assed patch jobs?
No, I think they're supposed to fix it right.
Because it's really bad the way they've left it and seems like it wasn't constructed properly in the first place, compacted properly. I don't know if the city does any inspection when this kind of work's been going on, but anyway, just my concern that the city will be left holding the bag for it.
It's the section of road that we're talking about with
redoing. Yeah.
Okay. There's like three or four different spots there, and none of them are any good. So,
yeah.
Where they took the sewer line, I believe, across the
right.
road.
And water
the
and line. Sewer.
Yeah.
And it's been terrible ever since they first got done, and it hasn't gotten any better with age.
Don't they have a bond in place that just for that purpose in case it does settle?
There is, but that, as Brandon indicated, the plan is, and it's not too far out. I'm not sure when. Like, we have a meeting with Ivory in the morning, and I'll ask that question and same concern. But at some point, before they can move any further with a certificate of occupancy, there has to be some road improvements done there, turning lanes, and so a whole section will be redone. Finalized to the proper form.
Okay, well, anyway, every time I have to have a new ball joint put on a vehicle, I start, you know, looking at the condition of some of the roads around here, like where they dug across Main Street down here by Chalk Creek Road. And it's been, what, a dip this deep for how many years now that's never been addressed? So, anyway, I just want to make sure we don't have a continuing problem up there that just gets ignored and then the taxpayers get stuck footing the bill to fix it.
I no, appreciate that, but that it is actively on the project list, and
okay,
we'll find out how fast we can get that done.
All right, thanks.
We do appreciate you coming in and bringing it to our attention, because that's how we find out.
All right, any others? Yes.
So Wade and I are the Knudsons, Wade and Robin Knudson, and we're here on behalf of Wi-Fi Cow Internet. And we have an idea that we'd like to propose to Colville City. We've been kicking around this idea for a couple of years about putting in an electronic sign. We really have felt like the need is great and there would be a great benefit to the community. So what caused us to think about this was when we started taking our business up into Evanston, and they have a couple small signs, but they are really small. The graphics are not very good. And I was working with the, oh, what do we call that? The small business organization, and they're charging people to put a small ad on there. And then when you pull up in the intersection to see your ad, you can barely see it. So our thoughts were, you know, I remember a sandwich shop over here that got closed down because when you open a small business, you don't have any way to say, we want to run a special for homecoming week, or we want to do, you know, free ice cream cones for everybody that comes in next Saturday, or, you know, you don't have any way to do that. In fact, I don't know what happened to the Summit County Bee, but I advertised in that 14 years ago when we started our business, and I don't think anyone ever saw the ad. It is our feeling that it's greatly needed in the North Summit area, specific just to North Summit, not to Park City or to Camas. It's not a county thing. It really, I think, would help all the small businesses, not to mention the obvious thing, which would be for the city, the county, the school, and whatever services wanted to advertise. So what we were thinking about, I'll give you a brief rundown of what we've thought. And this is kind of high level. We don't have any fine details worked out. But after I run through this, feel free to ask me any questions, and anything I can't answer, we'll ask Wade, because he's the techie. We were thinking about location right at the top of the T. We don't know who owns the property. We don't know if there's city property there where we could put it, but it seems to be best location for visibility and notifying everyone, and a great place as you come into the city, you know, to see welcome to Colville. I did mention a little bit about the size that we were talking about. And we've looked into the pricing of those sizes. If you are to purchase one pre-made, say you can get it on Amazon. Can you not get everything on Amazon? You can purchase one on Amazon for, what did you say, Wade? 20K? 20 to 50K?
The ones on Amazon are just pre-built. They're low-quality graphics. But not only that, the maximum that they go is 64 inches wide by 30-something tall, which you really need something bigger than that and higher quality.
So you can see it and read it. And if we built our own, we could do it for a fraction of that. And we could run video on there like, you know, football games. You know, we could do some really nice things on there. And it would just be specific to our community, you know, like our own home football games or whatever. So the cost that we were thinking, we thought it would probably come out about $4,000 plus labor. What we thought we would do is partner with Colville City. We would provide the labor if Colville City could provide, it would require the cement base, the materials, and then we would provide nonstop internet to the sign and manage the security and the ads. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, so there would also need to be a power meter. Oh. And so we could come up with some some of the component prices in that $4,000. And what this is, it's kind of like a Lego system building. I don't know if you've seen it, one they did a big screen for the rodeo, but they're components you put together to fit the size that you need. And that requires a certain amount of power to run throughout the day when you're actually displaying.
So the cost per day, we think it would be around $65 a month, which is not too bad. We also looked into some of the concerns. I don't know if this will become a concern, but we know that Summit County has ordinances for light pollution. And so if we wanted to turn it down, we would have total control of that, as well as turn it off for 8 hours at night. We would have 100% control. And as far as, you know, Wi-Fi Cal Internet's concerned, we don't have any preferences that way. But as a small business, and as, you know, people that have lived it, we've lived in this community for 30 years, good grief. I look at Morgan's sign that they just put in. I don't know if you've seen it. It's beautiful. And they're able to run video on it. I think theirs is 4x8.
No, it's smaller than that. And this is actually a higher quality video than what they would have. So but I think theirs is like 3x5 or something like that.
Three it's by not, five?
Or even 6x4. It's not quite as big as... Our desire is to put something in that people can actually see at high quality. If you wanted to show a highlight of something or information for, you know, emergency or a reminder saying, oh, don't park your car on dried plants and stuff, things like that, or the water savings, all that has the ability to do high quality. And that's why we're kind of pushing for this P4 quality. And there you go.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me? Thoughts?
Where's that sign in Morgan? I want to go take a look at that.
It's right when you, so they only have one exit.
Okay.
And you're going to get off and turn left.
Okay.
You'll go through one light and it's right there. You can't miss it.
Okay.
And it is... It is quite a bit smaller than the one we're talking about.
It's just right when you go under the bridge, the train track bridge, and it's going to be on your left-hand side.
But I think it's very...
Just before the...
Yes.
For the front edge.
Just, yes, just... It, the graphics on it, it's very legible. It's very... I think it's really nice, and it's new. They had a different one in there before that didn't run video, and they have just recently put this in, and it looks really, really nice.
One thing that we did want to do is provide a solution where there's going to be initial costs, and we can split that, whether it be labor or whatever supplies. But then going forward, that it would pay for itself, and it would allow the city to put in their announcements, if you will, and then that would, the power and stuff would be paid for by us going out and soliciting people at a reasonable price to put their stuff on there, the high schools or whoever.
So ideally, we would want to get it in before winter. You know, and not have to dig. Be nice to have it in before Colville City Lights Festival. So these are some of the things that we've been thinking about. We're kind of catching you off guard. So, but does anybody have any concerns or things that you think we might be worried about?
If you would like to email me, I'll send you a section in the development code addressing electronic message signs with some of the provisions and standards that are associated with those types of signing. It might be helpful to you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Right. In discussing with Mr. Marchant when he was the mayor before. This is something that we kind of threw back and forth a little bit. He was indicating, and he may have been wrong, that those codes, a lot of the codes that we see in Park City aren't necessarily for, you know, your city. And so, while yet there is a, you know, the planning document that you're talking about, some of that may or may not apply.
And for the most part, from what we looked at it about a year or so ago, it mostly required like certain wattage of bulbs.
That's illumination type of
yes.
screen. I mean, yeah, there's several just provisions in here that I think would be helpful. Just make sure it's going to work for what you
yeah,
hoping to
certainly.
Do.
Absolutely.
And that would be something we'd want to do as if it's something that the city wants to do, we'd go through with the planning committee and whatnot to make sure that we meet all of those codes that are there that do apply. And then, you know, also making sure that, you know, it's in the right spot, it's done right with the right materials, so it's long lasting and it's not going to fall apart in, you know, 2-5 years or whatever.
Why don't we start with sending the information to Don, and he'll send that back to you, and then maybe we look at some, you have concepts that you can send some images and look at Morgan and kind of go from there.
Don, do you have a card by chance?
Yes.
And do you...
Sorry, Robin, can I just point out real fast, like what Don is referring, because it sounded like you were referring to the dark sky ordinance of Summit County.
Yes.
Yes, which will be instituted for Eastern Summit County, I believe, quote me on this, but I believe in 2 years is when it will be in effect. But obviously things need to be constructed and analyzed from the perspective of it forthcoming. But also, like Dawn is referring to the city code. So
okay.
These will apply. But yeah, those are going to be the two authorities to keep in mind as it goes through beta. So I want to clarify that.
Yeah, both of those. We can have schedules if it's something that would be necessary to have it dark at a certain time of night. Those types of things can certainly be built into it.
They are permitted. They just have some standards. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you have that card?
I don't. I actually don't have one on me.
I bet it's online.
But yeah, you can just write online.
Okay,
you can
very good. Right.
Yeah. So my last question is, we'll get working on that, and then... Do you meet twice a month?
Second and fourth Mondays.
Okay. And would that be all right if we came back in 2 weeks?
If we want to talk about this in depth, we want to get it on the agenda. So
okay.
start with sending that over, contacting Don and reviewing that. And then let's talk maybe next week about where it's at and if we want to get it on the agenda.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, any others? Okay, anybody online? Nope. All right, we will close public comment and move on. Craig, if we go right into the review and possible approval, I think we're gonna have to do a closed session on this one, correct?
Unless we need to do a closed session. If there's any questions, we don't really want to negotiate in public. So
right.
Yeah, it makes sense to do that first and then come out of the closed session to act on it.
Okay. Make a motion. We'll talk about this. Motion for pending legal.
Is there any part of this that you think we could discuss in public, or do you think it's necessary to go to a closed session?
Yeah, my thought is if everybody's comfortable with it and you don't really need to discuss it in detail, you could just approve it in public session. If you have questions and want to kind of explore it more in depth, I think that would be better in a closed session.
Okay. Yeah. I have a couple of questions and comments that you knew I would. I'm sorry. So, all right. Well, I'll move that we go to closed session for the purpose of discussing pending litigation.
I'll second that.
All right. Motion and second, Councilmember Wood.
Oh, yes.
Councilmember Brady.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyer.
Yes.
Councilmember Powis.
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson.
Yes.
All right. So we'll move into closed session to answer any questions, then we'll come back and finish the agenda.